T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's get the Viking side of things. Ben Lieber, longtime NFL linebacker, current Viking analyst, joining us on the WaitForIt.com hotline this morning. Morning to you, Ben.
Ben, what's going on?
Not much. Hold on. So, Hugh, were you just scoffing at Ragnar? Did I hear you just kind of
Hold up. No beef. No, we don't want any bullets. No, John said Ragnar. That's what I was scoffing at because he said Ragnar. It's Ragnar.
Gotcha.
It's Ragnar. Gotcha. Am I correct? It's Ragnar.
Yeah, you're correct.
Yeah, okay. John. That's on John. That's John's fault.
It is John's fault. John, this is all on you.
Okay, whatever. I really don't care. It's a Minnesota Vikings mascot. We're going to beat him anyway, so.
Dang, that's a lot of talk from the hole. Yeah, you just gonna let that fly, Ben? You just gonna let him talk to you like that, just like that?
I like his confidence. We'll see where this goes.
Tell us, Ben, a little bit about the Vikings. I mean, sort of like the Falcons last year. You know, they had the big, you know, the whole Minnesota Miracle thing, and then you took a little bit of a step back as the Falcons did. Same, took a step back last year. So, what are the expectations on Mike Zimmer and company up there this year?
Pretty high, you know, and I think that they're being much more coy about it than they were last year. And not that there was a lot of noise coming from within, but, you know, nationally it was, the Vikings are going to be in the Super Bowl and all this other stuff. And I think that there was, you know, all that stuff sort of creeped into the locker room. And I think they heard all that. And I think that they did sort of believe that, oh, yeah, all we got to do is a step on the field and we're going to win. And they quickly figure out that that's not how it's going to work. You know, a lot of the same similarities with the Falcons, with an emphasis on offensive line. They realize that if Cousins is going to be successful, he's got to have some confidence and some time to sit back there and assess and throw the football around. And then, you know, defensively, I mean, obviously we didn't fire a defensive coordinator, but I think defensively we took a step back as well. Yes, they were good. They're still pretty good on third down, but the run defense wasn't there. They were leaky up front. Sheldon Richardson, although was athletic, maybe not the best three technique, especially against the run on first and second down. So things of that nature sort of crept up, and it was a disappointing season. So I think that they fixed a lot of those issues, and you know, now I think they're really poised to make a big run.
You know, speaking of that, how do you see this offense evolving a little bit with Dalvin Cook being healthy? And Mike Zimmer looking at it with having Dalvin Cook back there.
Well, with Kevin Stefanski taking over, I think that with his all the people that he's worked under, I think he has realized that he can start distributing the ball a little bit better than they had in the past. And we saw some of that in the preseason where they weren't focused just on Thielen and Diggs and getting the ball outside. It was, all right, we're going to utilize both of our tight ends. And I think that's the key is John DeFilippo last year, the offensive coordinator, kind of wanted to spread things out and be, you know, kind of like the Philadelphia Eagles, which is where he came from. But I think the mentality that Stefanski has is let's go two tight ends. Let's use a fullback. Let's do all of these things and let's go bigger personnel, keep a third linebacker on the field, and then find those mismatches, spread people out, motion guys, shift guys. And I like that. There's been an increased emphasis on the run game, which fell apart last year. There was no identity to the offense for much of the season. And Kevin said, we're a running football team. We've got a great back. We've got a good stable of backs. And we've got some big guys up front. So let's run the ball first. And they've done that really, really well in the preseason. I think that's something that's going to carry over, and ultimately it's going to help out Kirk.
Correction. I had two thoughts in my head at that time. What about this Mike Zimmer coach defense that's going to be different from last year?
Well, again, I think it's a lot of the same for you guys. They got to stop the run. I mean, that's the one thing they just did not do enough last year. And turnovers, they don't take away the ball. And I know, you know, reading all your guys' stuff, it's a lot of the same concerns you guys have with your defense is, yes, there's some athletic guys, and you guys are getting some guys back from injury, but you just don't take away the ball. And part of that is generating pressure. Sometimes that is just, you know, getting a four-man rush and not getting not blitzing and bringing a fifth or sixth guy. So a lot of the same issues, I think, kind of haunt this defense that, yeah, they can be really stout. They are phenomenal on third down. That is the one thing that they just have always continued to been is really good on third down. Last year they weren't good on first and second down, and they had some issues. So I think having a renewed focus on getting Linval healthy as a nose tackle, Shamar Stephan getting a bigger, you know, 300-pound-plus guy at three technique, I think that's really going to shore up the inside part of that defense, and then they got to take more chances. You know, guys in the back end have to go after the ball a little bit more.
Talking with Ben Lieber, former linebacker, longtime linebacker in the NFL, and, of course, Vikings analyst, as we break down the Minnesota Vikings ahead of Sunday's game for the Atlanta Falcons with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92 on the game. You mentioned, Ben, Kevin Stefanski, the offensive coordinator. We were talking with Dan Quinn earlier and about an hour ago, mentioning the influence of Gary Kubiak, who's your assistant head coach, and what he could, you know, because his style is very well known. And yes, it's a run-first thing. You know, of course, it's going to be a zone-read kind of offense here. How do you balance that with Kirk Cousins and what you have in Thielen and Diggs and some of the wide receiver options as well?
Well, everybody's made a lot about this whole offseason. And make no mistake, this is Kevin's offense. You know, mm-hmm. Kubiak is there to assist, to advise, but by no means is he calling plays, is he implementing, you know, his own offense. This is Kevin Stefanski's offense. And Kevin wants to get the ball downhill in some power run game. He does want to utilize Kirk under center a lot more. And he does want to utilize that zone scheme that you're talking about. And we've seen facets of all of that. It's a very multiple offense. You know, there are times where, yeah, you're going to see some outstretched arms from Kirk on a handoff, and the offensive linemen are just going to be running a zone scheme, and Dalvin's going to try to find a way, most likely a cutback angle on the backside of the play. But they'll bring C.J. Ham in the game, the fullback, and they're going to run straight downhill and hit you in the mouth. So they want to do a lot of those things and mix things up. So I think it's been a great influence to have Kubiak in there, but I certainly don't think it's going to be a Kubiak-led offense. It's going to be, you know, Kevin's offense, and it's going to be a very multiple offense.
When you look at this team, what do you think the strength of is? Is it the defense right now, or would you say it's the offense?
Well, right now, I actually got to say it's the offense. I think it's easy to say maybe it's the defense, but I've got some questions about our defense as well. You know, they're a veteran defense, which is great. They bring 10 starters back, which is tremendous. But on top of that, the corners did not play very well last year, and there was nothing that happened in the preseason that makes me think that the corners have gotten any better. Xavier Rhodes, you know, he has been down the last year and a half, you know, maybe 2 years, a little bit because of injury and whatnot. At least that's what he says. But was getting burned again in preseason games. So he's going to be matched up against Julio, and he's done a tremendous job the last time they played. But his sense of urgency has to elevate. Trey Waynes has to start making some more plays. Our corner depth is not very good. So I'm pretty high on our defense, but I think the edges and the outside kind of worry me a little bit. And then conversely, look at our offense, and all of a sudden now we've got a pretty stout offensive line. They drafted Garrett Bradbury, which moved Pat Elflein over to the left guard. Josh Klein's come in and done a nice job as free agent at right guard. And all of a sudden now we got a pretty athletic, tough offensive line. And then Irv Smith Jr. comes in as a tight end that can really, you know, stretch the field to give us a different look. Dalvin's really good, and everybody knows about Kirk and our two wide receivers. So all of a sudden now there's been a lot of firepower built up on offense, and we've got some protection built up there too.
Ben Lieber is a Vikings analyst joining John and Hugh. As you look at the Atlanta Falcons from your vantage point, what is the most concerning thing to you about what you have to slow down or stop to win this game?
Well, probably just the running game, and I think how quickly this ball is going to come out. That's the one thing that I feel like with Cutter is there's not going to be a ton of There's not going to be a ton of, you know, 5-7-step drops. There's going to be shorter, quicker passing game, much more decisive, and getting Matt Ryan back to what he was in his MVP season of getting the ball out to a lot of different weapons and not just focusing on one guy. And that's always a problem for any defense. So their ability, I think, at least on paper and what I watched in the preseason and what Cutter's been doing is the ball's going to come out really quick, and he's going to allow those guys to make some plays in space. And so our tackling has to be on point, and you got to stop the run game. That's got to be obviously on point. So they're going to take their shots. You know, it seems like first down after they get a drive going, first down play action there's going to be some shots taken. So they got to be cognizant of that. But I have a tremendous amount of respect for Matt Ryan and what he can do. And so getting him going in a rhythm is what scares me the most.
Ben Lieber joining John and Hugh as we talk about the Falcons and the Vikings and getting ready for Sunday and the skull clap up in Minnesota. One final question for me, Ben. NFC North, we've been down here trying to figure this out. I mean, some people like CBS is absolutely in love with the Packers this year. They said this morning that the Packers are going to win the Super Bowl based on their defense or something like that. How do you see this division breaking down for the NFC North, Pete? Because you got three really good teams. It might be the deepest division in the NFL, really, if you think that the Lions are the worst team.
Yeah, you know, I've seen all over the board with the Packers, you know, whether or not you believe all the stuff, all the bickering that's been going back and forth offensively. You know, I've heard, you know, some people have told me kind of within that it's real, it's a real thing. Like they really have not gotten along that well. And now all of a sudden now the flames have been put out and they're saying like, nope, we're good. And Aaron's going to take full control of the audibles and all that stuff. So if they can figure that out, I agree that their defense, you know, again, on paper looks really good. They added a ton of talent in free agency. They got Rashawn Gary in the draft and all of a sudden now they look much more athletic. They look much more physical. You pair that with what Chicago has in the front seven. And really to me, it's the best, one of the best front sevens in football. Those defensive tackles up front are no joke. I mean, those guys are scary big and scary physical. So they obviously should be as good as they were last year. I think, you know, ultimately their biggest question mark is their quarterback. Can he take the next step and get the ball down the field a little bit more and drive that ball down the field a little bit more? But being a homer a little bit, but I also think this is real, that the most balanced football team is the Vikings. And I think both offense and defense is top notch. You know, the kicking game has to get figured out. That's the third phase of it that's gotten a lot of attention this offseason, or at least this preseason for the Vikings. And I think that they are at least solidified on who they want now and should be okay. So, yes, it's a talented, deep NFC North, but I think ultimately the Vikings will win on top.
Ben, appreciate your taking a few minutes. We look forward to the game on Sunday.
Thanks very much.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.